So happy to welcome to the program today, David Sawyer, president of the Quincy Lions Club, marking a historic 80th anniversary. David, nice to see you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much for the time today.
Well, it's our pleasure. When I read about your 80th anniversary, I said, my gosh, they can't be that old. But sure as shooting you are, and growing stronger every day, right?
Yeah, we like to think so. I mean, it's been a great 80 years in the city of Quincy with a lot of people that have done some really good work helping the community with a lot of the activities and missions of the Lions Club.
I'm sure of the 80 years, this past year has been one of the most, if not the most challenging. How has the club been coping during the pandemic?
Yeah, that's a great question. I thought you'd ask that question, so I gave some thought into it. We've been doing just fine. You know, we've tried to adapt to the world of Zoom and virtual meetings, which has been a little bit of a challenge. But we've been able to stay pretty active and keep our community service activities moving in the right direction. And our club members are great. They've really kind of taken to the virtual world and kind of been a little more creative in terms of some of the things that we do compared to what we've done in the past.
Yeah, obviously the motto is we serve. How has the Lions Club served the community during the pandemic?
Yeah, so we've tried to identify some of the organizations in our community that need the most help and tried to focus our efforts on providing whatever service we can to them. Quincy Interfaith Services is certainly one that we've had some opportunities to be able to serve. They've really struggled during the pandemic and had a lot of demand on what their needs were. We've done some clothing drives, really just tried to do some different things to help the area that we've, that we're focused on, some of the areas we're focused on. And fundraising is the other part of what we do in the Lions Club. And so we've had to do that a little bit differently. In the years past, we've had pancake breakfast and an evening for sight, and we can't do that now. So we're reaching out to our best sponsors, the people that have been loyal to us over the years, and they've really stepped up, which has been, amazing in this world of the challenges that we're having these days.
Yeah. Now with, a bit of light at the end of the tunnel, any plans or at least thoughts for getting back together in person?
Yeah, we have our year-end celebration scheduled for June 17th with all of our members. And at that meeting, we'll recognize a lot of people within the club that have done a lot of great work. We're going to meet over at the new Masonic Lodge. David Smith, who is a member of our club, longtime member of our club, is a key member in the Masonic Lodge, and they have a beautiful facility there, and they've offered it up as an opportunity. So June is our first real date, and we're thinking, and we've had some discussions within the group about potentially trying to get back over the neighborhood club, which I believe is back open again. So we shall see. Slowly but surely, distance, all that good stuff.
Sure. Have you been in contact with other clubs, either locally or across the country or even across the world, to see how they're kind of coping?
Yeah, so we do collaborate. We have, so just really quick about Lions Clubs, it's the largest service organization in the world. It's, we're located in over 200 different countries. There's about 48,000 clubs worldwide, and over close to 1.5 million members throughout the world. And locally throughout our district, our district being, southeastern Massachusetts, we have regular virtual meetings with all the other clubs and talk about what's going right and what's some of the biggest challenges are. Here in Quincy, we've been very fortunate. We've remained relatively stable. We have a decent financial structure, so things have continued to move forward. It's been challenging for some of the smaller clubs throughout our district. So we're trying to lend a helping hand in the best way we can through this virtual methods that we have in place.
Right. About how many members in Quincy, David?
We have about 55 members currently. Not our highest level. We're always trying to grow. So, we appreciate the opportunity to spread the word and welcome anybody who might be interested to reach out to us and get to know us a little bit more.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Who can be a Lion and how does that happen?
So the process is actually very straightforward. Just have to have an interest. You don't have to live in Quincy. I live in Franklin, Massachusetts. I just happened when I started my career about 20 years ago at Eastern Bank, was working in Quincy and wanted to get involved in the community, get to know some people. And it was a great fit, fell in love with all the people. Really, the people that want to be members of our club are really looking to get involved and be active and help others. You know, the Lions Club mission, as you mentioned, is we serve. And that really is true. But one of the other things that we really focus on is helping the visually impaired. Mm-hmm. Back in 1925, Helen Keller came to the Lions Club International Convention and tasked Lions to become Knights of the Blind in the crusade against darkness. And that's really been a driving force around some of the fundraising efforts that we have and some of the focus we have within the Quincy community to try to help the visually impaired.
I know you've done an awful lot in that realm with testing some young people in the schools.
Right. So there's a kids' sight vision screenings. We have some special technology that we offer to and have different opportunities to help do initial vision screenings and try to catch some areas of concern that we might find for children that might not be aware of some problems that they have and catch it early. That's really a critical part of trying to help against vision challenges, especially within youth. So David Smith, who I mentioned earlier, with the Masonic Lodge, we've collaborated with them to get this equipment, and it's been a real success. And, we really try to focus on doing as much of that as possible.
Yeah, I know in the past you've had eyeglass drives to be sent to, like, underprivileged countries, places like that. Is that still happening?
We do. It is still happening. So on our website, there's a list of all the locations where we have eyeglass recycle boxes. So, visit our website, just Google QuincyLions.com or .org, I should say, and you'll find us. And there's a list of all the local businesses that have a recycle box. And there's a big one at the Stop and Shop, the big corporate office, Stop and Shop corporate offices. There's kind of like a mailbox, et cetera, that you can donate those glasses to as well. And we actually just had a board meeting yesterday, and we were talking about, getting all the glasses, and especially in this virtual world, a little bit different than in years past. And starting to get them redistributed. And they do get recycled and transferred to people in need throughout the world, which is an amazing thing to be able to do.
It is a great service. And it can almost be a luxury in some places in the world where, people can't afford it.
It is a luxury, without a doubt, without a doubt. Yeah. So.
Any age limit, David, do you have children that are Lions? No.
It's usually, 18 and above. Okay. We have the core base of our group are probably above 30. Mm-hmm. When I started, in my time at the Lions 20 years ago, I was just turning 30. And I was one of the younger members of the club, but it doesn't mean that we love having the youth of America involved, new ideas, fresh ideas, and different ways of looking at things. I think one of the best things about being a member is the camaraderie that you build with the folks in this group. They're all good people that want to help others and be active within Quincy, which is really special. I've been a member for over 20 years.
I was surprised to learn, I read the article in the Quincy Sun about your 80th anniversary, that Lions was an acronym. I didn't realize that it would
Liberty, intelligence, our nation's safety. And, I think the reality is that there's a lot of different things. You can see in my background here, the logo, and you can see the two lions there, one facing to my left and one to the right. Looking back at our strong and rich history, and then the one looking forward to the future and all the good work that we can hopefully do and continue to do in the future. So there's a lot of little hidden secrets here in our logo, but certainly something that we're really proud of.
Yeah, and also standing for it's loving individuals offering needed services, right?
Yeah, and that's the one that I just gave you before was the previous one, and now we're starting to get, you know, look at it with a different lens. But yes, without a doubt, it's good stuff.
Yeah, sure. I think it's great. I myself have been honored to be a guest speaker to Quincy Lions. I have my little lion statue that I am proud of, for sure. Any virtual guest speakers that you can talk about?
Well, we've had a few virtual guest speakers, which have been interesting. But you know what else we've been able to do is utilize the World Wide Web, as they say. So, you know, when you become a member, you learn about what Lionism is. But there's so much rich history that I can share with the club via Zoom. So we had a meeting yesterday, and Melvin Jones, who is our founder, most Lions will know that Melvin Jones is the founder of the club. But it was a 10-minute video that we were able to share that talked in a lot more detail about his life and how he crusaded to build the organization over the years so Melvin Jones was a, just to give you a little history about the club and how it began back in 1917. He was a very successful insurance businessman based out of Chicago. And he started Lions as more of a business meeting type of club and gathered a number of other successful business owners and had regular meetings with the group. And eventually they focused more of their attention on service and helping the community and charitable endeavors. And during his lifetime, over 30 plus years of his life, he dedicated to building Lions and making it an international organization. And it's pretty nice to be able to share some of the details that not everybody would have known with the club in this different type of virtual world. So we've talked about that. We've talked about some of the organizations that we support on a regular basis, like National Braille Press, learning a lot more about some of the work that they've done, Perkins School for the Blind as well. So although it's not as easy to get the speakers to come and have a lunch with us in person, we've been able to utilize technology to share a lot more about the history of our club and helping, and some of the work that we do with some of our other organizations.
Yeah. Do you think post-pandemic, David, any of the virtual stuff will stick around?
I think so. I think, I think a lot of people have been able to adapt to this method and find it to be very convenient. Think about travel from either, your office and going in. So I can see us continuing with potentially virtual sessions every once in a while. But to be honest with you, I think we're going to really focus more on the in-person meetings. Half of the process here is this engagement that we have, and it's a lot trickier through a TV screen to get people talking, and there's nothing that beats sitting around the table with people and learning about their families, their lives, what's going on, and then we focus on the business at hand together, and there's a lot of engagement there.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right about that, for sure. It has its place. It also has its limitations.
Without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt.
Yeah. Something else I was interested to learn about was that women weren't allowed until 1988, which kind of surprised me. What would you say?
It's sad to think about that it took that long to have women become members of our club, because they are really the strength of our club, in my opinion. Us gentlemen, we try to do our part, but the ladies are certainly a key factor, a critical factor of our club, for sure, and have been ever since I've been a member. And I just can't imagine a world where that was the case. But, wonderful that they are a key driving force. Our district governor is a woman, and we've had a couple of strong women district governors, special one here in Quincy, Joyce Hogan. Is one of the most wonderful people that I've ever met in my life, committed to Lions, and really focused on leading our not only here in Quincy, but throughout the district. And actually, one real exciting piece of news, in 2023, the International Lions Convention is coming to Boston.
Oh.
Which is really exciting. It's gonna be in July of 2023. Joyce Hogan is the vice chair of this event. There'll be thousands and thousands of Lions coming to Boston to celebrate Lionism, and one of the major events is a 5-hour long parade where people from all over the world will come and dress in their native clothing and it'll be a wonderful parade and celebrate and have music and, you know, all the kinds of things you'd expect in a parade. It's pretty special.
That is like breaking news here, David. That's great to hear. And so certainly something to look forward to after.
And we've been as Lions here in Massachusetts, been trying to get the International Convention to Boston for probably 20 years. Wow. So to finally have it coming in 2023 is, you know, one of the most exciting things for Lions to be able to meet and engage with people from all over the world that are part of this organization.
Yeah.
So I'd welcome anybody who's interested to become a Lion and learn about this to join us and just reach out to us. So again, our website, you can go to quincylions.org or reach out to us via email, quincylionsclub@gmail.com. Simple as that. And we'll make sure that you get invited to meetings, and hopefully when the world's a better place, we'll be able to sit down and engage and get to know each other.
Yeah, I guess it's fortunate that it didn't happen until 2023, because it couldn't have happened, this past year.
Yeah, they've had to cancel the past couple of years worth of international conventions, which is disappointing. They've tried to do it virtually. It doesn't have the same impact by any means. But, you know, we're excited to have it in 2023, and we're certain that it'll be an amazing event.
Yeah. You mentioned trying to reach out to young people. Are you utilizing social media for that?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page and try to, you know, share as much information as we can about what's going on at the club. So certainly it's a part of our world today, right? So you have to be active and engaged in social media. Are we the most technology savvy group of people? Maybe not, but we try to do our best.
Sure. In the perfect world, where and when does the Quincy Lions Club meet?
So in a perfect world, we meet in the first and third Thursdays at the Neighborhood Club. And it's at noon. It's a luncheon. Every once in a while, we switch it up and maybe we'll have a dinner meeting. But most of the time, we're meeting first and third Thursdays and in between. Obviously, if we're working on projects and fundraising events and service events, that certainly, you know, engages us to have more meetings. But it's primarily the first and third. Those are the standard meeting dates.
Okay. And you're the president. How long is that term for?
So it's a 1-year term. Okay. This is my second time around. I was the president back in 1993 as well. So just based on, you know, where things were in terms of trying to get a chain of command. So my term will end in June. There's a new president that's already accepted the role for next year, Karen Giovanello, who's going to do an amazing job. And it's a great, you know, we have a whole leadership team that's coming in for next year. So it's people that want to get involved in the leadership of the organization certainly have an opportunity to do it. I always say, so I'm in wealth management. I work with clients and help them with financial planning. And I always tell people my first year as president back in 93, I was a younger guy back then, was the most amazing opportunity to be able to learn to organize meetings, present to groups of people in a public setting. And it was an amazing opportunity to learn some lifelong skills.
Yeah, well, you've got a new skill, doing virtual interviews on TV.
I love it. Yeah, it's exciting. Can we do this every week? What do you think, my friend?
Okay with me.
Yeah. Actually, people might get bored. People will definitely get bored of me, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, here's a good opportunity to give us a little plug. Anybody in the Lions Club can be a member here at QATV and do their own show.
That sounds fantastic. I'll make sure I share that with the group. Okay. For sure.
Anything else you'd like to share, David?
Well, I just want to say I appreciate the time. This has been great. I think, you know, it has been a challenging year for us. Anyone who might consider supporting the Lions Club would greatly appreciate it. You know, a lot of our funding has been reduced during the pandemic because we haven't been able to, as I mentioned earlier, been able to do a lot of the work that we normally do in the fundraising realm. The resources that we get from our generous sponsors and donors go to a lot of different aspects of service within the community. We're given scholarships to clients. We have speech contests through the high school. We have art you know, art contests through the high school. We do have those vision screenings that we talked about earlier. We're trying to, you know, help a lot of these research organizations, like Mass Eye and Ear and other organizations in Boston that help the visually impaired. So any support that any of our listeners might be able to provide to the club would be greatly appreciated. Again, it's just going to our website, QuincyLions.org, or reaching out to us via email, QuincyLionsClub@gmail.com, and would love to make it happen. So thank you again for the opportunity.
No, it's our pleasure. We're happy to do it, and happy 80th anniversary.
Well, we appreciate that, and hopefully we look forward to another 80 more years here in Quincy.
And we look forward to meeting in person again soon, too. Thanks, David.
Virtually has been fun, but I like it in person as well, my friend. Thank you.
Right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Stay well.